Democrat Lori Lightfoot, immoral, unpatriotic to bus migrants to Chicago. By John Binder on September 6, 2022. Chicago, Illinois, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D, now says it is immoral and unpatriotic for Governor Greg Abbott, R, to bus migrants from Texas to the sanctuary city. Last week, Abbott started busing border crossers to the sanctuary city of Chicago after sending thousands over the last few months to the sanctuary cities of New York City, New York, and Washington, D.C. Initially, Lightfoot balked at the migrant buses by calling them racist and xenophobic. While visiting a shelter last week, Lightfoot called Abbott's buses immoral, unpatriotic, and claimed the operation defies the values of who we are as Americans. We received families, single men, a mix of folks from Latin America bused here and humanly from Texas. We can disagree on policy and politics, but you don't treat people this way, Lightfoot told the Chicago Tribune. After having received just 125 border crossers on buses from Texas, Lightfoot's office launched a website pleading with Chicago residents to donate gift cards, clothing, baby formula, and other necessities to the new arrivals. At the same time, Lightfoot has asked the federal government for help. The roughly 125 border crossers who have arrived in Chicago over the last week are a fraction of what American border communities witness daily on the United States-Mexico border. In 1 week, for instance, agents in the Del Rio, Texas area apprehended almost 13,000 border crossers and illegal aliens, averaging almost 1,900 apprehensions a day in the region, which is about a third of Del Rio's total population. For Texas, Abbott's migrant busing operation is a massive cost saver. Whereas Texans have paid about $12 million so far to bus migrants to Democrat-controlled sanctuary cities, the cost to state taxpayers for illegal immigration runs at about $11 billion a year, indicating that Abbott's operation is easily paying for itself. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.